Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing today with Richard Wilson of the American Angus Association. Back with Richard in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Attentions, farmers, ranchers, investors, and developers. Williams & Williams Auctioneers will be auctioning approximately 471 acres of prime land south of Oklahoma City near Purcell on December 1st. This will be offered in 9 parcels, ranging from 15 acres to 68. Buy one or buy all. The nominal opening bid is $500 per acre. Bid live or online. Visit WilliamsAuction.com for all the details or call 1-800-801-8003.
One of the folks we caught up with at this last week's Angus Means Business Convention in Overland Park was Richard Wilson. He's the interim CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association. He's also served as their Chief Financial Officer for many years as well. And Wilson says that no matter how you measure things, the fiscal year they've just ended back at the end of September was an outstanding one for the American Angus Association. The breed, he says, is doing great.
It's been a fantastic year. About every metric that you can use to measure growth and success has been positive, just propelling forward. I know that we have a lot of reason to be successful with the genetics of the Angus cow and propelling us forward, but it got a strong membership who can do a good job in producing this animal with all the efficiencies involved and a lot of consumer demand for our end products. So with the coming, hopefully expanding cow herd, why we think we're going to be fill that role, fuel that need with Angus.
Richard Wilson says he's very proud of the Angus breeders who have embraced technology. Says a lot of breeders have done just exactly that. For example, he points to genomically enhanced EPDs. He says more and more producers are getting that information to provide back to their buyers of Angus sires.
This past year, registration, the number of animals registered was 360,000 plus, 360,362, and just shy of a quarter of those, I think 23.6% of them were genomically tested. 5 years ago, that would have been just over 1%. So that's just an example of how our memberships embrace technology.
At the other end of the pipeline, you've got the gold standard when it comes to branded beef programs, certified Angus beef. I know that's been a big driver for your success as well.
Absolutely has. 9th consecutive year record sales. Just keeps growing. We're just shy of a billion pounds, 896 million pounds plus this year, another year of growth. So you can't, it's hard to imagine the impact that that's had by basically making people who refer to beef as Angus these days. So you drive up and down any strip and you see Angus on the billboard. It's been a tremendous driver for that demand, and it's truly done what we intended to do and drive the demand for Angus genetics.
You've got 4 decades or so under your belt as a part of the American Angus Association. You're getting ready to hand off the reins as far as the CEO position is concerned to a new gentleman 1st of December. Where do you see the breed going? In other words, what's out there? What's the visions that's being cast by some of your board and other progressive breeders?
I think that most of our breeders, or in particular progressive breeders, see it as I do with the beginning of growth in the beef cow herd in the country. We see Angus as positioned to fill that. Areas where they've had the reason in recent years to have to cut down on the size of their herds as they build. Angus are proven to be a profitable option, and the end product's in demand. I think everyone has the same vision that Angus really positioned for the future. We can continue to grow the breed, can grow market share, and meet the demands of the consumer.
Interim CEO for the American Angus Association, Richard Wilson. The Angus breed has named a new CEO that will be taking over 1st of December, Alan Mutsigimba. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.